Oh, we sound like a bunch of assholes.
Welcome to the WrestleCast, episode 34. Each and every week, we're bringing together the top minds that literally I just found them. I just found them just now. And to have a roundtable discussion about what is happening in the wrestling industry this week, if you'd like to join in the conversation, there are three different ways. You can follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. That is facebook.com/DSJNP. Or if you want to hear Wayne screw up your email with his great reading skills, you can email us at DSJNP.com@gmail.com. We don't ask for much. I don't ask for any money. Don't ask for anything else. But please rate us on Twitter. We do have some new reviews that I'll be bringing up hopefully in a minute. And share us everywhere you listen. And Stitcher guys, I'm still waiting on you, so please email me this week. Now, let's get to the panel. We have Katie, the First Lady. What is up, Katie?
What's going on?
You having a good week so far?
Yeah, it's all right.
Just all right?
All right. It'll be better when it's the weekend.
That's true. Long way to go. We got 3 more days left. DRG is here.
Creatures, mount up!
What the fuck was that from?
No, I'm sorry. If you'd watched Impact, you'd know that Jeff Hardy included an intro to his new song for the Hardys, in which he says, "Creatures, mount up," because he watches Young Guns way too much.
Oh, my God. All right. Wayne is a baker's here.
Yo, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. And Heavyset is here to keep me grounded, as always.
You can just refer to me as asshole.
What was that from?
Well, it would say assholes. That would be Mr. Anderson. But I guess we all are assholes.
I'm an asshole.
No singing from DRG.
It was Dennis Leary. Aww.
I know it was Dennis Leary. And he does about as good a job as you and I do. All right, Keep Tosser and Prove is the first segment. What's On is the second segment. The audio biography we're not going to do this week because I just got finished watching Raw. But we are still going to do Wayne's Water Cooler. Comments on the net, as in emails and anything else anybody wants to talk about. Best of the week and free chat. So, Katie, the First Lady, Keep Tosser and Prove.
Well, I think you know what my toss is.
What's your toss?
Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Cutty Lee and Hoda, as in Hoda.
In other words, a bunch of drunk 50-year-olds.
Oh, no, they're older than that, Katie.
Okay, a bunch of drunk 60-year-olds.
Okay, that's probably about right. Yeah, yeah. So two drunk 60-year-olds come on Raw. It's like a knock-knock joke. Two drunk 60-year-olds come on Raw, and they destroyed an entire segment. They were trying to promote the breast cancer awareness from Susan Komen. I got that right?
Susan G. Komen
Foundation, yeah. that WWE sponsors every single year, partners with every single year. And Brooklyn wasn't having it. As soon as they pretty much saw them, they started booing. And then they mentioned Brooklyn a couple times, like 5 minutes within like, I mean, five times within like a minute segment. And then they broke big wine. She plugged her fucking wine, her shitty wine. She did get to do that. And then they broke wine bottles on each other's asses, which made no sense. Nothing came from that. We thought they were going to get the scrap, and they didn't. And then Adam Rose stopped them. Then they did the stage fall off the stage, and they took them back. And I was begging for the fucking Rosebuds to drop their asses on the fucking... I was begging for them to drop their fucking old asses on the stage, but they didn't. So anybody else want to say anything against that? Cunt punt, fucking bitches. DRG, I know you were talking about this earlier. You wanna throw?
I'm more curious as to what the punchline for that knock knock joke would be. Knock knock, who's there? Two old ladies on Raw. Like what's the punchline? Yeah,
he doesn't understand what a knock knock joke is. I have to have. Get this, knock knock.
All right.
In the joke.
I didn't mean knock knock. I meant like a priest, a rabbi, and a
whatever. Yeah, that's a better one.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Two 60-year-olds walk into Raw.
I'm on this kick right now to where I'm only focusing on the stuff that I like so much that the stuff that I don't care about, I just kind of forget, and I'm choosing to forget that segment.
What are you, T-Mac? Wayne is Baker.
I just think that says everything when a fucking cancer awareness segment will normally just get ignored if the crowd don't like it actually got fucking fully booed.
Yeah.
It was just so bad. It weren't... Yes, it's for a good cause, but you've still got to make it entertaining. That was fucking cringeworthy. Just everything about it. As soon as I announced Adam Rose with him, that was just, oh, this is going to be fucking car crash.
I don't even know why those two cunts are on fucking regular TV, let alone fucking Raw. Honestly, I don't. Honestly, I really don't know why they're on regular TV.
Please don't say their normal show is like that, because obviously I don't know.
No,
them.
Their normal show is a disaster. They sit, they drink wine, and they talk shit. That's all they fucking do.
The reason why they're on television is because drunk Joan Rivers made it popular for old people to stay on television
so
past
horrible.
Their prime.
Oh, it was such a fucking bad show. Anyway, have you got anything to say about this?
I don't think Kathy Lee and Hoda's that bad. My girlfriend's actually been on that part of the Today Show this year, so thank you.
Well, I'm glad she's been on the show, but I still think they're fucking horrible.
Well, just because you have a problem with everything and you like to bitch and whine.
Okay. All right. You're the one talking about I have a problem with everything? Fucking for real? Look in the mirror, goddammit. Katie, what else you got?
You okay? You on PMS?
Oh, no. I'm fine, motherfucker. I'm fine tonight. You want to go at it? We can go at it tonight. I don't have a problem. I'm fine.
Fight, 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 fight.
Katie, go ahead. Keep toss. Prove what you got. You got a toss out there. So what are you going to prove? What are you going to keep?
My keep was The Rock surprise return. I thought it was cool. It was a great surprise. Brooklyn loved it. And, you know, he could still, if he has another match in him, I think he could still go. I like The Rock's appearance.
DRG?
I sent a tweet out that was along the lines of, when the IWC had Rock finally leave, everybody said, fuck yeah, that guy's gone. I hated him, da-da-da-da-da. When I was watching on Twitter, just following through feeds, these people were going, fuck yeah, The Rock's back. Oh, my God. The hypocrisy makes me laugh. It's so funny how you can hate somebody the last moment that you saw him and then the moment that they return, regardless if he didn't really say anything that was, like, that special. It was just his normal shtick. The fact that he was back made everybody just lose it. I thought it was really cool. And moments like that are cool. So I enjoyed it.
Wayne, what do you think about The Rock?
No, I just... That brought the episode onto a different level for me, to be honest. I think that Raw needed it. I think that's I think they've noticed that the last month, 2 months of Raw have been so down and they had to do a surprise, something that no one could see, and I think that was it. That worked for me.
Have you said, you big fan of The Rock? You like when he comes back and leaves? Or
I'm not really what I consider a fan of The Rock, actually. To kind of counter what DRG was saying, I was happy when he was gone, and I was happy to see him back. But that's only because within the amount of time since he left and when he's came back, my opinion has actually changed of The Rock. I've always hated him because I always felt like, you know, he was a guy that was just coming around for the money. He didn't really love the business, which, granted, he's not around for matches. But I think this guy actually stays in tune with wrestling better than many other pros or legends out there. Like, I've heard of him reaching out to independent wrestlers, like big-name independent wrestlers. He did it to Kevin Steen a while ago. He did it to another guy named Uha Nation, and that earns a lot of respect for me. Like, granted, he's not here every week, but you know what? If he's going to be paying attention to some of those guys out there, it maybe helped getting them in the way of the WWE, like how Kevin Steen did. Hey, I respect the hell out of that motherfucker now.
So what's the difference between Jericho and him? Because Jericho keeps up with the business. He talks about it every week, twice a week on his podcast. So what's the difference between him and Jericho? Like, we're so excited when The Rock comes back, but not when it comes to Jericho.
Jericho has kind of ruined his welcome. Some people like it, but for me personally, it's just, as soon as you see him, you know, you're already going, okay. His album comes out at this time, his tour starts at this time, we're going to see him for this amount of time, and Rock has done it far fewer times than Jericho, so you think Jericho would be the better person, but it's just, to me, it's like Jericho, either stay in wrestling or stay away for a long time. Please pick one.
Okay. DRG?
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that when we look at Rock, when we think of success with a former WWE wrestler, as great as Hogan was in his prime, The Rock has completely outdone anything that he's attempted.
Oh yeah,
the Rock's top grossing amount of success.
He was a top grossing. He was top grossing movie star of last year. He was the top grossing movie star of last year.
But it's the fact that we can look at him and say, that's our guy. That guy started with us. We watched him mature to this point that people are buying everything that he puts out in Hollywood. So it's that home guy feel when he comes back. That's the guy that we know is succeeding in all ventures. Jericho, yes, his music career and everything else is flourishing. But The Rocks has gone so far out into left field that we're so proud to see him because he means so much to our business based on what potential our guys could do outside of wrestling.
Okay. Katie, you got any difference between Jericho and The Rock? Why we like The Rock to come back and Jericho not to?
No, I think my opinion's pretty much the same as all of you guys about between The Rock and Jericho. Okay. I think to me, Jericho sort of, he wore out his welcome. Nobody was that excited to see him. And The Rock still has that charisma and energy he brings when he should return or makes a surprise appearance.
All right. All right, Wayne, last word.
I don't agree at all. I think everyone was as excited to see Jericho on the first night he came back. It's just the feud made everyone grow tired of him. Everyone, you remember that night, because that was the first night I watched Raw live, like with everyone on Twitter and stuff, and everyone blew up when that weren't The Miz and that was Jericho. Everyone was like, wow, this is fucking brilliant. Oh, a feud with Wyatt, it's going to be great. It's just the fact that the feud went sour very quickly is what done it. So
I think that goes back to his last feud too, because once we found out he was working with Fandango, everybody's like, really? You're really going to work with Fandango of all people?
I think that's more the creative use of his character rather than him. I think if that was just like Rock at the moment's just one appearance, so I hope that do turn into a pay-per-view match with Rusev.
It's not going to.
Oh, but Lana versus Rock? Cool.
Be good point.
But if that was just Jericho for one night for a little segment like that, everyone would pop exactly the same as what they would for The Rock. So but I don't agree with that.
Good.
But when it comes to Jericho, I mean, were we more excited about Jericho coming back or Jericho feuding with Bray Wyatt? And I think that's a difference. I think Jericho's his returns have kind of, at least for me personally, have gone on a downfall the year after year, where I'm not as excited about. Like when he came back the first time. And, you know, there was, you know, the Save Us, Y2J, that whole thing. Like, I was pumped for that one. And then when he came back again with, I don't know what you want to call this, vignettes where it looked like there was, like, a little kid inside of a classroom and all that stuff. I knew it was Jericho. I'm like, it's cool, but, like, I really wasn't as pumped. And even from then, it's just been a kind of, like I said, downfall.
Yeah, they have dwindled in the coming years. Yeah, the Save Us, Y2J was really good. That one was really, everybody, because he'd been gone for so long.
My favorite one that he did of recent was The Best in the World at What I Do. That program that he ran with Punk was awesome. And if he would have stayed away from that time and not come back, I don't think that the momentum would have been as lost on the Wyatt thing. I think everybody would have had a little bit more leniency for him being gone away a lot longer. But because he had just been back with Fandango and then just came back to this Bray Wyatt thing, I think that's why everybody held him to such a microscope.
Okay. All right. That was just a question I was throwing out there. All right, DRG, go ahead. Keep tossing proof.
First thing I want to do, and I don't really want to talk about this very much, but I want to toss Swoggle Gator because fuck it. I don't like Swoggle Gator. I don't care what anybody says about how cute it is to watch these guys at it. It's fucking annoying
It is annoying. I find it annoying. Wayne, you like it?
It'd be acceptable to be on there if it was just like one childish segment of show, but it's getting so like Raw is 90% for children, 10% for adults. It's too much of that sort of thing. Silly adults playing children. It's too much to put that in Raw.
Have you set?
Her. I love it.
You like it? You like the actual? Now I'm with DRG. I like Slater Gator. I'm not saying I don't like that. I'm saying just that there's no need for that. There's no need for Hornswoggle walking around in a gator suit. I don't know. Maybe I just don't get it. I don't know.
I mean, it gives him a purpose. The only thing that I didn't like about it was the fact of we get to see Hornswoggle versus El Torito again.
Again.
And when it comes down to it, it's not like any other the other divisions out there, because you know you're going to see different kind of combinations of matchups in the Divas division. Obviously, many type of more in the one singles male division, and the same with the tag division. But when you have only two midgets or little people, whatever you want to call them, you have no combination. You literally have Hornswoggle versus El Torito, and that's it.
Why didn't they hire some of those little guys that they had come and do commentary and stuff, man?
If they had Little Tokyo and they had Little Beaver, then this would be fine, but they don't, and that's the fact is that they don't. I don't want to see it. Don't force me to eat something that I don't want to consume.
All right, Katie, you can say about, what'd you call him? Swoggle Gator?
Swoggle Gator.
Swoggle Gator.
Did you guys like their WLC match a couple months back?
Yes, I did. Yes. I remember how much I marked out for it. Yes.
Yeah, I understand. Why couldn't they just go back to that or have Hornswoggle be a leprechaun, like for his movie that's coming out? I don't understand why they had to do this.
Because they're Slater and a gator, and they need a little gator for a mascot.
He doesn't look like a gator. He looks like a vibrator.
So Hornswoggle was in Seth Rollins' briefcase. I get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm moving on from there. DRG, that was your toss. What do you want to keep or improve? Okay.
I just want to know what sort of toys Katie uses.
I was not going to ask that question, but all right. Well,
now that we're on to the topic.
No, we're not asking what kind of toys Katie uses. Move on, DRG.
Wow.
We don't use any toys. Just move on.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
She's all natural, guys.
All right. My keep for this week is the TNA TV deal drama. You know why? Because this is hands down the best storyline going in wrestling today.
Okay.
The idea of, is TNA going to lose their TV deal? Are they going to get on with WGN? Are they going to reduce down to where they can't? Why are they signing contracts with overseas distributors if they don't have a the talk that is going out about TNA and potential futures, and how much feedback I'm hearing from people about they should either die and go away, or they should do this and revamp this way, or they should get rid of Dixie Carter. The buzz going around with TNA, be it good or bad, there's so much talk and chatter that I'm finding it more interesting than anything that TNA or WWE or Ring of Honor or anybody else is putting out on television.
Yeah, who said that again on the All Week in Review? Who said that again last week? Somebody
said what?
That TNA should die. Somebody said it.
Dave.
Was it Dave?
Dave said it, and like I said, if I want to get technical, I said it about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Because I know on the Spanish Announce Table they talked about it again, but then they said that it was being revived on the Spanish Announce Table, so... But, yeah, I mean, I was just like, what? Wait a minute. Aren't they – what are the ratings? What are the ratings at, DRG?
This week was up. Their average – they hit 1.02 million, 1.01 million
so
this week.
Close to back to where they were.
Yeah, it's they're hitting like in the eights, like mid-eights, and it's not great from where they were when they left Thursdays. But at the same time, they're not really pushing anything new and compelling because they're just trying to make it to the end of the year.
Yeah.
And from the way that it looks, it's like they're trying to reset everything. That way, if they do move to a new network, we're all going to start kind of fresh and new, which makes sense. But the fact of the matter is I cannot think of a more compelling storyline going on right now that has more drama and more people talking about it than TNA losing their TV deal right now.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne, what do you think? Go ahead.
I think,
go ahead.
One real quick. I think the question really is, are they doing just the same as they are when they came off of Thursday night, or are they doing just the same, better or worse than they did last year at this time on Thursday night? Because obviously Thursday night they had football going up against them, and there's probably many times where there's a better NFL game going on than what they were putting on, so people were going to stick to that. People were going to stay glued to that. But now that you're on Wednesday – You have less competition, and I'm curious of how they're doing that way.
They're doing worse from what they were last year, but that was a decline that was happening regardless of football season or not. The decline that they dropped off from last year's ratings to this year's ratings, they're staying stagnant with where they once were. They haven't gotten everybody back from the switch over to Wednesdays, but I'm wondering what's going to happen moving forward with it.
They're back up to 1.097 this week. As of like October 3rd, that's what their rating was. Audience of 1,097,000. They were just under 1 million last week, so they're building it. They're building back again. I can't find that the 2013 ratings.
They were in the one to, I think it was between nines and ones. They had a couple that were 8.4s, like Thanksgiving episodes and stuff like that.
Oh,
but from where they were in like 2011 and 2012, they're way down, because in 2011-12, they're at like 1.3s.
Wait a minute, I got it right here. So in December, where were we at? October. So October 11 through 7 and 11, they did a 0.82. So they're doing better this year than they were doing last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is 0.82.
October 14th through the 18th, it was 0.84. 21st through the 25th, it was 1.01. I can keep reading. That's really boring to read numbers on a podcast.
Yeah.
So they're doing slightly better than they were last year. Just slightly heavy.
I mean, I would have expected that just because, like I said, going up against the NFL.
Yeah, you're right. SmackDown still does more than them every single week.
SmackDown's going to continue to do more than them. Yeah. The closest that they could hope is if they put NXT out on television, and even at that, they wouldn't touch NXT's numbers.
I was about to say, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
No, but that's the closest comparison of what you could put, because NXT is a wrestling-based promotion with smaller storylines. Mm-hmm. TNA is a wrestling-based promotion with smaller storylines.
Yep.
NXT does it better. Hands down, I'm the biggest TNA mark that anybody knows.
No shit.
But NXT is better than TNA.
Okay. Wayne, what you got? On NXT, you want to say something?
On TNA, you mean?
TNA, sorry, yeah.
I was just gonna say, I'd rather my drama take place in the scripted bit in the ring, not the backstage stuff. I'm starting to get a bit disillusioned with it at the moment, with the disjointedness of the product, the fact that there's no pay-per-view they're building to where the actual feuds you're seeing each week is going towards, because Bound for Glory is not what is on television. It's going to be its own one-night thing. So the fact that the TV just feels a bit clunky now, they've gone to the next set of tapings for me, it just feels like it's not going anywhere. I think they're filmed up to the end of the year. So I just feel like this is all filler to the end of the year now, starting the way I'm feeling. I just think that's just such a shame, because if I had a pay-per-view they were building the New York stuff to, I think that would have really worked. But the fact is that you knew that none of those rivalries were actually going to go to a payoff at a pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, it's the same. Like, WWE holds a lot of stuff for their TV renewal contract time too, you know? I mean, they hold off storylines and stuff. I mean, everybody does it because you don't want to use your best stuff on the old channel. You want to use your best stuff on the new channel.
Yeah, but I just think WWE will still have pay-per-views, still have payoff feuds.
Yeah, that's true.
There ain't going to be one payoff. Possibly the Sonata James Storm Revolution thing will be the only thing that can half used be on Impact the week after Bound for Glory. The rest of the stuff is unusable because it's not relevant to what's on the TV.
Okay. Go ahead, DRG. I know you wouldn't say something.
Wayne, have you heard the rumor about the new four tentpole pay-per-views that has been floating around?
No.
Okay.
I've not heard anything about their pay-per-view structure.
According to TNA's website, they have listed four tentpole pay-per-views. This is the wording that they chose. It's going to be Genesis, Sacrifice, Bound for Glory, and Slammiversary. Now, that is excluding Lockdown, which I've heard a lot of chatter about people wanting Lockdown back. But if
they're getting rid of Lockdown. That's been like my favorite for the last couple of years.
I know, but you could do it as a TNA special on, you know, kind of like they did Hardcore Justice.
Yeah.
You could do the same thing with Lockdown. But the structuring of Genesis to Sacrifice to Slammiversary to Bound for Glory is equal timing between the four pay-per-views. If we see nothing of advancement in Bound for Glory, we could see like a. I love you too, baby. We could see a
love
a
build. You too.
Shut up, that's my kid. We could see a build of EC3 and Spud going past what Bound for Glory is this weekend, up into Genesis. We could see a build of Shaw versus Gunner because of what they have taped on Impact Television, building towards that next pay-per-view.
All right.
Basically, we're having to disregard what was the biggest pay-per-view known to TNA, but at this point, I'm okay because the Slammiversary show should be their biggest pay-per-view.
Last word,
yeah, but fair enough. But you go from Slammiversary, which was how many months ago, and Genesis, which is January, is it?
Uh-huh. It's 6 months
That's
apart.
That's a long old hoof to keep feuds going. So you've got to have more payoffs in between them for me, but hey. It's TNA, so we're just going to have to... We can't really sort of dictate how they do their structure, so...
All right, Wayne, keep tossing and improve. Your turn, buddy. Keep talking.
I want to toss Kane and Orton role from Cena, Rollins and Ambrose story. I think Orton deserves his own story. He could be a separate feud with someone else. Kane and Orton being dragged into various forms of tag matches every week into what is a good feud is just... them head in at the moment. I don't know what everyone else thinks.
I like the fact that they are talking back to them now. I think that's an interesting thing, but it's kind of stopped now. So
you can have the dissension. You don't have to have the main event for the last three shows, which has been the Raw, SmackDown, and Raw of just various forms of Kane and Orton standing on the ringside. That's just doing my tree in.
Heavy set.
I'm kind of so-so on it. It doesn't bother me that much. I will say this is the most entertaining I've seen Randy Orton in quite some time. The past months he's been, I'm thinking this leads to something else. I just probably, unlike a lot of people, I really hope this doesn't turn into a phase run because Orton is a natural heel. And I've always said, as long as you're going to have a guy like John Cena always face, you need a guy like Randy Orton always heel.
I agree. Heavy. Katie.
Yeah. I've heard about Randy Orton becoming a babyface, and he's always been boring to me like that. He's better as a heel. I mean, I don't know what the plan is for him at Hell in a Cell. Possibly the loser of the match gets him, but I don't know.
I feel like they're holding him back. I feel like he wants to let loose, or his character wants to let loose, or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just me projecting onto him that he just... Because we've seen that evil, evil, sinister fucking character in him before, and it seems like we're just getting a half-assed Randy Orton because it's that PG error, and I hate using errors as, you know... excuses.
He deserves more, like exactly what you said. You just hit it on the head there. He deserves a more prominent role in his own story where he can unload, but whether or not WWE want that in their product anymore is another thing.
Yeah, DRG?
I co-sign on Randy Orton need to be a stabilized heel at all times because his heel work is amazing to me. I like the old methodical style of wrestling that he does. Who would you want him to be feuding? Like, say we take him out of this. Who would you pair him with in a separate feud right now, Wayne?
Oh, you put me on the spot. I hate being put on the spot.
I think him and Bray would make a really good.
I was just about to say that'd be a chance to turn babyface Bray.
Yeah, I agree. Randy would be methodical. Kitchen.
I feel dirty now because I've got the same opinion as Devil Vamp.
I agree too. And as much as me and Vamp, you know, don't always see eye to eye, that was my first thought, is that it could be the best way to showcase Bray Wyatt.
It would be. Heavy?
I think if they do that, like if they were to have that match, that would have to be a WrestleMania match. Because I think if you're going to turn Bray face, you're gonna do it other ways. Like you would probably do it with Luke Harper and whatnot. But then, like, that could be a really defining WrestleMania moment, one of the first defining WrestleMania moments for Bray Wyatt.
I agree. Yep. Mm-hmm. It'd have to be on WrestleMania to make it a big deal, to put on that stage.
My whole point with asking that, though, is right now, who is freed up that we could see placing Randy Orton with outside of the authority figures? Because I don't see anybody that is available.
There's so many people that are freed up right now. The Big Show's freed up. Mark Henry's freed up. Jack Swagger has a huge push right now. Nobody really sees it, but he's got it. People are still... There was a lot of people in that crowd going, we the people.
Yeah, but is Mark Henry and Big Show, I don't really care to see that. But Swagger could be interesting. but do they really, are they really going to push Swagger? Because this is, it would elevate Swagger more than it would demote Randy.
They put all the time into him. I mean, pick anybody. I mean, you could literally pick anybody from NXT right now. The NXT under roster has been completely refilled. It's, you know, my opinion, time to move some people up. And honestly, time to move some people up and time to move some people down. I'll tell you who else that I think needs to be. I'll get to that in a minute. I'll save it. Katie, what you got to say about that? Randy going against somebody else. Who would it be?
I think him and Ambrose would have a good feud. But once Ambrose is done with Rollins,
somebody that's not being occupied right now.
I'm not sure, to be honest, because it's so hard to pick a person.
I think him and Ziggler would be really good going for the IC title. It would elevate the IC championship. It would bring it would bring Ziggler along with him because we know Ziggler.
Would it elevate the IC title, or will it relegate Orton?
No. It would elevate the IC title. That was the big deal when you didn't have the world championship and you got knocked down. Like, say you just lost it and you weren't going at it again for a little while. You went for the IC title. That's what kept the IC title in such high regards to everybody. So when you weren't working towards the heavyweight, you went down to the IC title and you just worked. You became a worker. That's why it's the working man's belt.
You know who I just thought of would be perfect for this role? Wade Barrett.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Base Wade Barrett back going against Randy Orton could cement himself as that main eventer that people feel that he should be.
Yeah, same thing with The Miz, same thing with Dolph Ziggler. Anybody could play off of Randy and it could elevate them. You know? It's a good question, DRG. Wayne.
There's two here. We'll go with the improve Roman Reigns fitness update.
Yeah, what was that?
I know it was there to keep him relevant. It weren't meant to be groundbreaking. That's just literally to have his face on the screen, but they could add a bit more point to it. You could so tell it was a pre-record and they left a space for one question from Michael Cole.
Actually, I don't think it was pre-recorded.
You go back and watch. It was so blatant there because there was only one bit where Cole actually spoke in where Roman Reigns was.
But if he'd done
some work for him the other day, he'd made an appearance, and I didn't think that was recorded then. Sorry, I'm sounding like a Chevy conspiracy here when he was going on about Jericho and
for real. If they post that it's live, doesn't it have to be live?
No,
they can air it segment. Live.
Okay, all right.
But honestly, it just felt like
to me it doesn't. Yeah, matter.
I've had my operation.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get better. And yeah, that was purely it. It's just they could have had a little bit more banter.
Yeah.
Just something to make the segment not so, I'm going to be back. That's it.
Well, I think it would have been better.
Well, there's your mic skills right there, buddy, is all I guess to say about that.
Do you think it would have been better if they would have had Rock in a backstage capacity talking about his family member coming back as a way to hype it?
Anything. Just to add meaning to it. And it weren't bad. It done its trick. It kept, got his face on a screen, got a little pop from the crowd. They're like, yeah, he's coming back. It just, what was the point in it other than that?
It's no
just
point.
Also, Jerry the King Lawler conflicting to what Michael Cole was laying down. They're trying to make his injury. They're trying to do a Cena, which is, oh, he's fucked. He's not going to be back for months. So when he comes back in 3 months, it's like, oh my God, he's back in half the time.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, he's ready to go again.
I disagree. I don't think they're trying to do anything like that. I don't think so.
I just hate fucking Jerry the King Lawler.
I know you do. You just have to mention him sometime on this show that you hate him. Heavyset. Heavy, you're muted.
I'm not talking either.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you weren't talking, that's fine. Nothing to say about Roman Reigns?
About
his little segment.
It was kind of short. I mean, my whole reaction after it happened, I was like, that's it.
Yeah, me too.
Like, that's your segment on him. There was literally more airtime for the hype For it than the actual.
That's a really, oh, that's a really good point. There was three different segments that they were promoting that shit. He had more time on the promotion.
And that was advertised from last week.
It was, yeah.
That's probably why I feel like it done a trick, but that fell flat for me. It was exactly that point, actually, Evie. Yeah, the fact was they pushed it so hard, and that was it.
I wasn't expecting much. I mean, it's Roman Reigns. I wasn't expecting much. Plus, I don't know why. You don't have to keep him relevant. It's not like he's going to go away. People know who the fuck he is. You know? I don't get it. I never understand why they have to do checkups like that. I just don't understand, but whatever. Katie, you glad to see Roman Reigns back on the screen for 2.5 minutes?
It was cool. I mean, like you said, the features of promoting him was more important than him actually sitting for like a minute. But I thought it was hilarious that he appeared via satellite and The Rock was there live. It was so funny to me. But it was like one question and that was it. I was like, really? That's it? Okay.
That's all we have time for, folks. DRG?
I like Reigns. I wish that he had a mouthpiece, because in a situation like that where they're showing highlights of his recuperation stage, one of the reasons why I liked what they did with Bobby Lashley in his training regiment type stuff is because MVP was there to hype him up the entire time. And I feel like if he had a mouthpiece to hype him up during those things, look at how awesome he is. Look at how he's persevering through all this stuff and he's getting past this surgery. It would have came across better to me, but that's just my taste.
Okay. All right. Heavy set, keep, toss, or improve?
I'm going to go with keep of everything they've done with not only Dean Ambrose lately, but this week. The hot dog cart segment, I think, is going to go down in history very similar to the beer truck and the milk truck with Austin and Angle.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the exact same thing when he came down. I was like, oh, he just made history.
he's got modern day Stone Cold written all over him, and as soon as he has his WrestleMania moment, it's gonna be excellent.
I perfect. Couldn't say it better. Katie?
Yeah, he's been awesome. I mean, the one thing I wanted him like the cameras to follow him through Coney Island on the rides and stuff. I think that would have been hilarious, obviously with time constraints, but he's just been awesome each and every week. He gets better and better.
DRG?
Ambrose can do no wrong. I have no critiques on it, and it's perfect that you compared it to the truck incident, because those are the moments that last the longest in wrestling history. And to see somebody like Ambrose have that kind of success to where you even talk about it being a moment that you'll remember forever is awesome to see.
Wayne is a baker.
All I've got to say is Roman Reigns barely shitting himself because Ambrose is ripping it up in his fill-in role for him. And if he carries on this momentum, then you've got to keep Ambrose there. They will have to have a push at the top for me.
Just one more thing on Ambrose is the fact I love his comedy. I understand his comedy to where he just, when Seth is running away from John Cena and he just steps right next to Seth looking like he's looking at the ring at John Cena. It's just, that shit is hilarious to me. It's so natural. It's so natural. It's so funny that you know that he thought of that, not somebody else. He thought of that.
That's like last week with the gunge. It was childish. Yes. And anyone else, it would have been slagged off. But the fact that Ambrose was in the crowd with his facial expression, it was better than Roland's facial expression. He was the one being gunged. For me, that was Ambrose in the crowd looking fucking shocked, like, that weren't fucking me, you know, sort of jokingly going, that weren't fucking me. That was the best bit for me about that segment. It was Ambrose again.
It was just real. He's Heavy, he's totally right. He's just been on fire lately. On fire. All right, Heavy, improve or toss?
I still want to toss AJ and Paige. After Hell in the Cell, I hope this feud is over.
Me too. I do too. Yes. I really do. I really do hope it's over.
Wayne, I don't. Right, I love Katie. It still.
Wayne,
of course you do.
Wayne, why? Why do you love it still? Give us a reasonable explanation.
I just
Besides
enjoy
Paige
it.
Just being a...
No, I just like it. It's just...
I don't think you do. I don't. No. I really don't think you do. I think it's just the fact that you like Paige and you want to see Paige every single night. And AJ looks a little bit like her.
It might be that, but it's working for me, so I enjoy those segments.
You have,
no, it's
I'd rather
for your
see
pants.
That.
Nothing was
I'd
a valid. That was not a valid answer.
His cancer wedding, just talking about it.
Exactly. That's the only thing I'd rather see is the blood to your penis.
I'd
rather see their feud than fucking, I don't know, random fucking Total Divas shit. Rosa Mendez versus Eva Marie. So I'd rather see Paige and AJ. They still make me laugh, like fucking Paige, like screaming from behind the announcer's desk on SmackDown. JBL going, what the hell are you doing? And stuff like that is still making me laugh.
But it just hasn't progressed. They haven't really done anything.
They haven't done shit.
It's like, you get to see the divas you like. It's great, but like storyline-wise, it's stalled.
I'll give you that. That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're all saying.
When you're stalling storyline,
then you should put it as an improve, and don't put it as a toss.
He did put it as an improve.
I thought he put it as a toss.
He put it as a toss because he's just tired of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like that's toss these like this storyline. It needs to end.
It needs to go. Yes, it needs to end.
Would it have been better if they would have just came out and labeled it as a best of five or a best of seven series? That way you don't have to have that much storyline advancement outside of I'm a better champion, you're a better champion, and let's just see who's the best of the best.
Yeah, like I would even like if they came out and go, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go 15 minutes or 10 minutes, a solid 10 minutes. At the end of 10 minutes, we're going to have whatever, two or three other divas vote on who was the best wrestler. And they sit there and they give us, those two can give us a clinic. So they sit there and give us a clinic. I would be much happier with that than I am with what they're doing.
A scramble match where Chatal could keep changing hands between them.
Fuck
one
that.
Match.
I don't give a shit about the fucking belt. I don't care. Good. The belt has nothing to do with what they're doing right now. It has nothing to do with it. Go ahead, Eddie.
Wait a minute. If you were to have that match of the people judging, mm-hmm. who would be the three judges? Because I can only think of one person qualified, because the other two are in the match.
And you know what?
Let me guess, Natalia.
The Bellies. And you know what?
Well, of course she's qualified.
She's
Wayne.
Qualified.
Stephanie, who else would be? Lita and Trish. Those three.
Well, I was actually going by like. Active roster.
Stephanie, I agree. Stephanie would be good. Stephanie hasn't taken sides on either one of those yet. Stephanie would be good.
Natty. And
Charlotte. Then Stephanie.
Charlotte, there
AJ.
You go. No, yep. Shut up. Shut up, Wayne. Shut up,
AJ,
Wayne. Your match options are done now. You have not voted on this. So Stephanie, Charlotte, and AJ. I like that.
No, Stephanie, Charlotte, and Natty.
Sorry, Natty. That's what I meant, Natty. Stephanie, Charlotte, and Natty. I like that.
Yeah, AJ's not only going to be in the match, he's going to judge. She might be a little impartial.
That's how good she is.
Sorry, Stephanie will counteract that.
Wayne, you have not given us a proper... I'm going to give you one more chance. Give us a proper reason of why we should like this. Not just that I like this.
Why you should like it.
Why we should like it. You say you like it for something, but you can't name
you
that something.
You didn't say that. I was just saying no, I liked it. You want a reason.
I like it because it makes my naughty parts tingling.
Exactly. That's not a fucking reason. Because you're a fucking perv.
That's
a very good reason. DRG gets that way when he watches fucking Samoa Joe and Double A. Austin Aries in the ring. Exactly.
Let the woman speak.
Go ahead.
I heard that, I think it was this past weekend's live events, that AJ and Paige did a 2 out of 3 falls match. Like, they had a thing where fans could vote what type of match they want. I think that would be good if they did a 2 out of 3 falls match.
I would be if that's the last match they're going to have for at least 6 months, maybe until WrestleMania, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I'm with Heavy, man. This thing needs to end. It's so boring and trite. It's just, they're not progressing. They're not going anywhere with this thing.
I would rather watch Swoggle Gator than another AJ Page match.
Wow. Holy fuck.
Yeah, that's how bold I am.
You want to try?
We know DRG is into furries.
Yeah. I don't have cranky Vince style fetishes.
One more time, Wayne.
No, I was just going to say, everything in wrestling appeals to different people at the end of the day, and what is good segment for one person is total bollocks to another person.
Yeah, we all know
that's just like that, so, you know, whatever I say ain't going to change your mind, is it? I totally agree with you that it's a wasted opportunity. They've not really done anything with the feud, considering how long it's gone on. I'll give you that.
This could have been one of the best diva feuds we've ever had, and it just hasn't been that way.
Yeah, it definitely is a wasted opportunity.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude, with that political answer, I'm pretty sure Wayne's going for prime minister. That was such a
I know. You don't like anything I'm going to say, therefore I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead, Heavy.
I can't fucking win, can I? I actually agree with you, I get shitted on. I disagree with you, I get shitted on. I'm just going to get covered in shit anyway.
Shitted. Because you never answered the question.
You didn't. You never answered the question because it makes your fucking private parts go tingly. That's
stop
why
talking
like
about
it.
My private parts.
No, no.
I'm getting a bit worried.
No, it's not his private parts. It's his naughty parts. Make them all tingly.
Naughty bits.
Just to be honest, this segment is getting about as drawn out as AJ and Paige's feed.
One last word, Heavy. Go ahead.
My last word is the only group that this feud really
benefits.
The only people who's really liking it is the people who have the hard on for AJ, Paige, both.
Yeah.
No, right. I will say one thing, actually. I think this has developed Paige's character. You think about how she started it as a meek and mild face, and everyone was slagging her off. Everyone's now saying she's quite steady on commentary. She's steady on the mic. She's developed a good heel persona and that. So at least one thing has come out of it.
All right. That's
fine. You know what?
You know what?
It was way more than one thing that came out of your pants.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to start randomly saying that. Well, you know what?
I'm not going to bite back.
All right.
You know what?
Moving on.
I might be small in physical height.
Moving on.
Thank you, Vamp.
You're welcome. What's
oh
on,
my
guys?
God, Vamp's just moved us on. There's something gone wrong.
What's on? What's going on? What you guys watching? What's on TV? Did anybody watch the new Monday Night Wars this week yet?
No, I haven't. I missed it. I haven't had a chance.
I haven't had a chance either. Anybody else? Wayne, have you watched it yet?
I've watched bugger all. I've been catching up with, I've got like 2 or 3 weeks behind on NXT, which I've been catching up with and stuff like that. So,
all right. Katie, what are you watching? What are you listening to? What's on?
I watched a lot of the network. I think the
Katie got the network?
Yeah. I think I got the network.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. Good.
I think the last new Monday Night Wars was about Austin, right?
Yes, the last one last week's was Austin.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched Countdown. I think all this week they're doing SmackDown because for the 15th anniversary, I watched the Edge and Christian program they had right after Raw. That was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious. They're good. Yeah, I miss them.
They are funny together.
I watched the AWA documentary and WCCW documentary.
How is that? I haven't watched those yet.
They're good. I didn't really grow up watching those companies, but it's nice to watch the history on them. I recommend them.
Did you watch them and walk away and like do laundry, or did you sit and watch them?
No, I sat and watched them. When I get new stuff, I sit and watch.
Okay.
That's a bit sexist, wasn't it?
No,
that's
what I do when I have to watch something or when I have something on the TV. If I have to get up, it's more than likely it's probably because of laundry.
Not like he asked me, did I get up and bake?
Yeah, did you get up and bake me my dinner and send it to me? I mean, no.
I'm not barefoot and pregnant. Yeah.
you don't really bake a dinner, but hey.
Sometimes depends on your quiche.
Chicken pot pie. Dinner.
Yeah, you can bake.
That's true.
Yeah. Or it's a quiche.
And Wayne does the baking around here.
Yeah, oh, did you just true. Say quiche?
Yeah, quiche.
Are you Jewish now? Nobody bakes a quiche. Jewish people hate quiche.
What the fuck was the Jewish? What the hell was that? Anyway, anything new, Katie? Anything listening to new or anything?
No, I just watched the network mostly.
Okay. All right.
Can I just ask one thing to the group for my what's on?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Does anyone know anything about this Brothers of Destruction DVD? Because I saw it advertised on Raw, but I didn't actually know anything about it.
I did
Please
see that.
Please say it's a documentary, not just a collection of matches.
It's probably just a collection of matches. Let me look it up real quick while DRG's talking. Go ahead, DRG.
My what's on, there are two things that I'm going to touch on. FWE Refueled aired a free iPay-per-view on YouTube. And if you get a chance, check it out, because the night one headline was the Young Bucks versus Bad Influence, a.k.a. The Addiction. Very, very good stuff. Johnny Gargano took on Chuck Taylor. They actually ran two nights of it. And the second night, Johnny Gargano took on Colt Cabana, and The Addiction and Young Bucks took on two other tag teams. There's some good action, and it's worth checking out. And if you get a chance to watch independent wrestling, this is free stuff that's out there on YouTube. Just spend some time and look at it, because there's some good name talent on there. I forgot to include her. But
you better.
I can't help it. She's chubby. I defended her when Dan was on. Thank you very much. Anyways, the second thing that I'll bring up is House of Hardcore 7 announced that there will be an iPay-per-view. And when we talked last week and I said that Tommy Dreamer had direct messaged me, that was the question that I asked him. I said, is there going to be a DVD out for this? And he said, no, I'm not going to put this out there just yet because it's not finalized, but there's probably going to be an iPay-per-view. And they're going to be charging a good amount for what it is. I think it's going to be probably around $10. But the card that's listed is the Hardys versus the Young Bucks, EC3 versus Tommy Dreamer. Austin Aries has an open challenge. The Wolves will take on Killer Elite Squad, which, if you don't know who that is Harry Smith from the old Hart Dynasty days, and Lance Archer, a.k.a. Lance Hoyt. There's Eddie Kingston and Jigsaw as well. This is an event that I honestly will be looking into getting, because it happens on November 15th, and it's something that I just wanted to make sure I touched on.
Hey, Wayne.
I thought it was – go ahead.
Paige is single, Wayne.
I stand
you
a chance.
Think he already knows it.
He fainted.
I stand a chance.
Sorry, DRG.
Okay,
so the Brothers of Destruction DVD is just a match DVD. It has nothing. It's no interviews or anything. It's just a match DVD. It's just a collection of the matches they had together. Mostly, they're run in 2001 and later reunions of Brothers of Destruction when they won the tag team championship.
Oh, that sucks.
It's like the Sting DVD. It'll be mostly matches.
Both below are products, artwork, new DVD, and UK exclusive Blu-ray edition, which includes four additional extra matches.
You got to realize, what kind of documentary would you have about these two? It's not like the Legion of Doom, who, you know, started. I mean, they probably had their younger lives.
You could bring in their feud of each other into it as well.
But still, normally documentary DVDs go like far back. They start at the beginning of the wrestler's life or the tag team's life, each member getting up to when they meet or whenever they get into wrestling. And they're really much telling you a biography of that. But you got to realize Kane and Undertaker, they're both pretty much kayfabe characters. You're not going to really throw together this DVD of this fake life that they've had.
That'd be awesome.
Which is why I've always been begging for a true Undertaker.
I got a question. Do they include any commentary from Paul Bearer before his death?
It doesn't say anything about commentary.
Okay. Well, if they included like Paul Bearer commentating on some of the matches and what led to them, I would probably watch it just for that.
I would probably too. But it'll be in the network soon, so no big deal. I'm not going to buy it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. The brothers came together.
Wayne is a baker. What's on, man?
That was my what's on. I was asking about that.
That was it?
Like I said, I've been catching up with other stuff. I've not actually caught anything new, so I've been quite lax this week. Well,
yeah, he went before you no-sold mine, so.
Sorry.
Sorry, it's indie.
At least
care.
I was honest about it. Heavy set, what's on?
Not a fucking thing.
Nothing, you just working too? It's been quiet on Groovy this week too, man.
I'm just fucking working. I was supposed to go to AIW, and my Saturday turned to complete fucking shit. So I had to miss the event, and I was pissed.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. I really am. I know you were looking forward to it.
It was actually that turned out, like, AIW in the past, I want to say good 3 years or 2.5 years, they've been running out of one place called Turner's Hall, and they found out that after Saturday night, they're going to close Turner's Hall permanently.
So now it was their last night stand.
Kind of, well, they still have home. They're going to look for places elsewhere. They've ran other places, but they've kind of set up the shop of like, okay, this is our home. This is our ECW arena. Mm-hmm. And now it's been taken away, so now they have to find other places to go.
I bet Johnny Gargano's sad since his dad's name was on the wall.
The ceiling, and it was actually his name and his dad's name.
Wow.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That sucks. Yeah.
Hopefully they will find a new arena soon, because they put on some good work.
I'm hoping if they find something it's bigger, because you don't really get a good sense of what that arena's like when you're actually in there. And if you watch any of the matches on YouTube, from where the hard camera is to facing the ring, left of all that, past the crowd, is where all the wrestlers set up their gimmick tables. And it's literally this not much room between the table and the rows of seats. So when intermission happens, it's just people like trying to make it through. And I like to see them get into a place where there's a little bit more room for that, a little bit more room for interaction, instead of this one big traffic jam. And it's kind of like, hey, okay, which way are you going? Okay, I'm going to go this way. And okay, we'll move. Okay. It's a pain in the ass.
Okay. All right, so my what's on, definitely Chris Jericho's podcast this week. I was listening to it in the car. I really enjoyed it. It's two of my favorite things crossing each other. So it was Kevin Smith for the past 2 weeks. Fantastic interview. Kevin Smith is the reason why I podcast. It's awesome. Jericho did a really good job. I don't know how he got Kevin not to cuss, but he did, because Kevin is a prolific cusser, just curses and everything. So
wait a minute. What are you talking about? Fuck. Motherfuck. Noise.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Smoking weed. Okay, anyways.
$5, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
By the way, on a side note, you never go ass to mouth.
Never. Go out. Yeah. I know. Anyway, would you guys like your chocolate pretzel?
The sign on the back of the car.
Back of the car.
Said Critters Hollywood.
All right. That's it. We nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Dude, everybody knows James.
Anyway, love Kevin Smith. If you have a chance to listen to it, please listen to it. It will inspire you to do things. Trust me, that guy is fantastic. Love it. Listen to it. I got a chance to catch up on NXT this week. Really good show this week.
Better than last week.
Much better than last week. Charlotte Bailey match, much better, although Charlotte still fucked up her finisher. I don't know why she can't get a finisher done, but she messed up her finisher. But the Adrian Neville and I just lost his name. Tyson Kidd. Adrian Neville and Tyson Kidd match. Oh, that was so good. It was really, really good. If you have a chance to watch it, please go and watch it. It was just so good, and that actually inspired me to do my call this week. So just a very, very, very good match. And then they're still showing promos of what team are they calling them? The soft team? What are they calling them?
They're Big Kaz and Enzo. They don't really have a name.
I thought they had a name or something.
They don't need a name.
Maybe they will when the girl comes.
They could be team. How you doing?
Dan was on point with that.
That team is hilarious.
I know it is. Dan was on point last week with that shit. How you doing?
Kind of like the tag team of Devil Vamp and Wayne is a Baker. Yeah, don't need a tag team name. I still like the Cybermen idea.
I still like Team Deletion.
No. The Cybermen. Okay. All right. The Cybermen.
If you got NXT, wasn't that great the week before, but last week, fantastic. Back on point. Everything's fine. Go watch it. You won't regret it ever. Never, ever, ever.
All wrestling is going to have slow weeks. It's just part of it.
Yeah, everything has slow.
I don't hold anything against them for that.
Everything has slow weeks. Your favorite, even Breaking Bad had slow weeks, you know?
Oh, The Nick this week had a horrible, depressing episode, but I'm not going to stop watching.
Yeah, no. So you just got to move on, keep going.
The Nick, it's a show on Cinemax. I talked about it last week, but since I talk, you usually ignore me. You probably missed it.
Yeah, I don't have Cinemax, but I was very interested in it. Anyway, Wayne, water cooler. What's going on, man? What rumors can we dismiss or not?
Right, here we go. Let's do some shit.
You need
let's
some,
go,
I have to
Wayne.
Get you some
let's
music.
Go, Wayne. Let's go, Wayne.
I have to get you like a Disco Wayne chart.
This is awesome.
Oh my god! I have to get you like a bubbling noise music, like a water cooler going. Blub, blub, blub.
Wayne, I get heavy to go, please don't die, bubble, please don't fuck up.
Please don't fuck up.
You can definitely tell Heavy's in his truck because it doesn't. The echo doesn't go very far.
Hey, fuck you.
Heavy's in his truck.
Always in my truck. When I'm doing this.
We're making Wayne laugh so he can talk. Come on,
music
Wayne.
For Wayne's water cooler. All right, go Wayne.
If anyone has got it, please send it in. Will you? Go first one.
Go ahead.
Here we go. It appears WWE is once again working on a Jerry Lawler DVD, though exactly what it's for is unknown at this time.
What it's going to be for is for
his retirement.
to lure in younger dates.
But
what I hope it's for is that they cover a lot of the Memphis stuff. That's what I hope it's for.
I would like to see a big portion, not a big portion. I like to see a good portion of that DVD have stuff from him versus Andy Kaufman.
I want to see that too. I mean,
I'll always say Andy Kaufman is the greatest heel of all time.
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman is the greatest celebrity crossover into wrestling. I can't think of another one that I would top.
So, would you buy it or wait for it to come on the network, Katie?
I'm surprised there hasn't been one on him any sooner, but I'll watch it on the network first, and if it's any good, maybe I'll buy it after.
DRG?
If they covered the Memphis stuff, then yes, because I want to get into that history, seeing Wildfire Tommy Rich and a lot of the feuds that he had back there. But if it's going to be just King's role in WWE, then no, probably not, because I watched that already growing up.
Wayne, you going to buy it or watch it on network?
I'd get you. Sorry, everyone that I was offended by last week, but I'd get you to record at Devil's Sack, get deleted. No, I wouldn't watch it. I don't like the bloke.
He's so fucking hilarious. God damn it. Hey, you fucking,
thank you, Wayne.
You fucking turncoat, thank bitch. Heavy set. Buy it. Watch on the network.
How long would it take to go on the network?
We don't know.
It's not like it's instant. If it's something that they put on the network first, that's one thing. But if this is a documentary and it... Actually, no. If it's a documentary, period, I'll get it. If it has a big portion or enough where it talks about him and Andy Kaufman, I'll definitely buy it too.
Yeah,
I would love to see the focus on the documentary part of when he first got into WWE and some of the heel, like how much of a heel he really was. I think kind of underrated for the time, because some of the stuff he said, especially at Bret Hart's expense, oh my god.
I would like to hear his stint when he left, when he got the couple of times he's been fired from the WWE and why. That's what I would like to hear. You guys think this may be like the Paul Heyman was maybe like a tryout for to try to do like commentary guys like Jerry the King Lawler and JR maybe next?
I think not. They wouldn't do JR only because he's not really associated with the company right now.
Well, I know he's not. I mean, God, I would love a DVD of his.
I just want to hear him talking about who named the dwarfs Queasy, Sleazy, and Wheezy.
All right, Wayne, next. Yeah. We would all either buy it or watch it on the network. Anyway, next.
I wouldn't, but anyway. The word is Rock making a surprise return to Raw is a last-minute decision and not something that was planned.
No shit.
I don't care. It was a good moment, regardless if it was planned.
He walked down
to
Mike Tyson jacket.
This is one of those
Rusev
moments where Vince's random ideas and sporadic booking worked out for the best for him.
Exactly.
There's also one that was linked in with it before you start discussing it. It was noted by PW Insider in the hours leading up to Raw that WWE went through several scripts of the show.
No shit.
And none of them included The Rock or Paul Heyman. At one point, it appeared the plan was for Roman Reigns to do a promo inside the ring, but that was changed to a live via satellite interview.
Who reported that?
PW Insider.
Yeah, it's bullshit. So, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
I weren't going to do any CM Punk ones, but because this is going
to... This is... Wait. I have please, to... Give me... Hang on 1 second. I'm going to call somebody on the carpet for this. And you know who I'm going to call. Katie?
Yes?
Stop retweeting shit of his.
Why?
Because he's no longer in the wrestling industry. He wants to be left alone. Leave him alone.
She can't. Twitter has to be only who's in the wrestling industry. She can have friends of the family. She's got Luke Zoo on there.
It would be fine.
Does she have to only follow people that you tell her to?
It would
be sexist. How dare you? Go tell her to bake a pie and birth some babies.
Are you done? You done?
No. Go ahead.
It's like I'm not allowed to enjoy Paige. Katie's not allowed to follow CM Punk now.
Shut up.
Nothing came directly from CM Punk. Nothing that she retweeted came directly from CM Punk. It was all creepy-ass pictures that people took of him having problems. Am I wrong or am I wrong, Katie?
Okay, you're wrong. I don't retweet creepy pictures.
Bullshit. There's a fucking creepy picture on your Twitter right now of him at some type of thing that he lost something or something, right?
Apple Store?
Yes, thank you. He broke his phone. So somebody took a creepy fucking picture. Leave him alone. That's why he left. He wants to be left alone. That's what I'm trying to say. If all
leave
of you fucking
CM Punk alone.
Stop. If all of you fucking dumb goddamn fans want his stupid ass back in the fucking wrestling industry, guess what? Leave his ass alone. He wants to be left alone. Leave his ass alone. I don't care. I just think it's fucking annoying that every 5 days I have to look at a Twitter feed and look at fucking CM Punk's goddamn face because he's getting stalked by all his weird ass fans. Bam. I'm done. Bam.
If you think you really wanted to be left alone,
I didn't take a picture.
You didn't take a picture, Katie. I'm not saying you did.
If he really wanted to be left alone, would he be going on Twitter and sending out tweets?
He's not. DRG, none of these came from him. That's what
then
I'm trying to explain.
Retweeting CM Punk then.
DRG.
In order to retweet something,
really
it has to come from his account. You have to retweet his account.
Are you really that new to Twitter?
Yes, I am. I'm brand new.
He technically is.
Oh, actually he is. Multiple people. There's this fucked up guy at the Apple Store that took pictures of CM Punk waiting to get his phone fixed. It looked like a pocket photo, essentially.
Right, shush, man. Right, that's not the fucking rumor.
What's the rumor?
CM Punk went to an Apple Store.
I thought it
was. The rumor is, this is more aimed for Heavy. So, right. Voices of Wrestling reported that CM Punk was spotted backstage at an OVW show this past weekend, which would be noteworthy if only because it would be the first time he's attended a pro wrestling show that anyone knows of. Take it for what you will, but it's almost surely nothing if he was even there to begin with.
Bullshit.
Was that the show that you wanted to go to, Heavy?
Hold on.
Do you listen, Wayne?
Well, for A, I did say AIW, which was an all-girl show.
Thank you.
B, he was supposed to go there for, if he was there, he was there for support for Cliff Compton, his friend, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you.
C, just because it's Ohio Valley Wrestling, believe it or not, it's not in Ohio. It's in Kentucky. It's in the Ohio Valley, but it's not in Ohio.
My point
is, the more you know.
Cliff Compton performs for OVW from time to time. If Cliff Compton would have been in an ROH show, it would have been the same thing, only blown even further out of proportion. It's because Cliff Compton...
Oh, God, just imagine that. If that was an ROH show, he'd be near enough signed his contract or everyone else, wouldn't he?
I think it's true, but I don't think that there's anything that's going to come out.
I don't think it's true.
It's just a friend going to another friend's show. Maybe they were hanging out. It's nothing.
Okay, do you want to yell at me?
No, but I'm going to keep tweeting whatever. He still interests me. I don't care if he ever wrestles again. He still fascinates me.
Why?
In a certain way.
Tell me why.
Why? Because he just does.
Okay.
Because she's a fan
I don't have a specific reason. He just does.
All right.
Are you not a fan of anybody who's no longer an active wrestler?
I follow
Steve Austin.
I didn't judge her. I just asked why.
Exactly.
You damn near ripped my head off.
I was judging the fact that all of the CM Punk fans seem to be these freak weird people that want to stalk him.
You calling her a freak weird person?
Vamp.
She doesn't stalk CM Punk. She doesn't take weird pictures. She does retweet them, which is weird.
But yeah. Do you have the ability to stop following somebody on Twitter? I'm new. I don't know.
I retweet them because I want to show how ridiculous it is that you do that.
But you don't. Okay. All right. Whatever.
She's trolling you, Vamp.
No, she's not.
I'm going to retweet CM Punk all week now. Every picture I can find. And you know there's a legion of fans out there that probably tweet about him.
There's a CM Punk fan that follows me that motherfucker needs to stop following me. That's all I got to say. Because I got nothing positive to say about that bitch.
Is he following you on Twitter or is he following you in real life?
I think he's following me in real life. It's a good possibility. He's probably following. I have more followers in real life than we do on the podcast. Hey, no, it's not Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. What else do you got?
Go ahead, Wayne.
Here's a really dumb, super obscure rumor, but a rumor nevertheless. The vibrating Money in the Bank briefcase wasn't a rib on Seth Rollins, but rather one of the divas who was stopped recently for a similar problem at an airport.
That has got to be true. That is totally McMahon. That is right up McMahon's alley.
Now, the real question is, which diva do you think it is?
Nikki.
Thing is, you could probably say any of them, and it would make sense.
Nikki.
Sasha Banks, and it was shaped in a ratchet.
That's funny. Katie, who do you think it was?
Natty.
With the whips and chains from that fan, yes. From that fan who said she was holding him hostage. It was him. He was in the briefcase with the vibrator. Help me! Help me! That guy was a weirdo. That's got to be true, Wayne. I bet that's true.
I bet you it was Paige with one that's not nearly as wet as she is. Oh.
Wow, Wayne fainted.
I was just going to say, I'm now mopping myself up, so if you can continue buying me some time.
Nope. Next one, Wayne. Heavy.
Such a slow week this week. No, there ain't a great deal more. There is. Okay. There's one more, but it's not really a rumour. It's a load of bollocks, but I've not really got your guys' opinion on. I don't think we've really got talking about it because we didn't really do WrestleMania, so we'll do this one as the last one. From The Undertaker, this time via various reports coming out of his appearance at Comic-Con in Austin, he apparently told various fans that currently he has no plans to attend WrestleMania 31 next year, but you never know what can happen.
Yeah.
He apparently no-sold the possibility of a match with Sting. Not bothered about the Sting situation. Do you think that The Undertaker is going to be at WrestleMania or not? Or do you reckon if he ever does make another appearance, that'll be another pay-per-view?
If he makes an appearance, it will be at WrestleMania to announce his retirement. That's the next time that we see The Undertaker. That's what I feel happens.
And do you reckon there'll be another match?
No
more matches.
I don't think he's going to wrestle again. I think he was done. I think that's all he wanted to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that'll be.
Katie?
I'd like to see it like a Survivor Series or something because that event is so not big four anymore, and that was where he made his debut. I think that would be fitting, but then obviously WrestleMania is where he's made his name, so that'd be fitting there. I just hope when he makes his final appearance, that's at a fitting pay per view which links in with his career, not just fucking randomly thrown up one week on Raw and via satellite with a pre-recorded Michael Cole segment.
No, he's gonna show up.
I understand you wanted it being Survivor Series, but at the same time, Survivor Series is in no way the same event. Granted, you said it's fallen off. It's not even just that. It's no longer the same kind of event. Like Survivor Series used to be the day before Thanksgiving, and it had a lot of hype to it. You had the match types, and now it's just really the name is the only thing that's really stuck.
Yeah, I just that might add a bit just for 1 year. They could have a proper retro and have some Survivor Series matches, or that'd even be good to have Undertaker in a Survivor Series match as a guest thingy for like a last match, because obviously they could that'd just be nice to see him in a farewell match, and obviously a Survivor Series match you can nurse him through it without him having to take bumps, but that will never happen. But
I don't think he's ever going to wrestle again.
No, I think you're right. Shame.
Katie, what do you think?
That feels like part of my childhood has died.
Wayne, stop. Oh, my God. Katie, what do you think?
Is he done?
He's done. Holy shit, I think he's going to have I think he's going to fucking cry.
I thought he was trying to be me.
I was like, he's turned into DRG. He won't shut up. If he's going to do anything at WrestleMania, it'll probably be a farewell. But, like, I can't see him not attending it just as a fan. Like, he'll watch it backstage or something.
I just think, I think I'm with DRG. When he shows up, he's going to retire. He's going to release the DVD or the Blu-ray or whatever you want to call it. And that's it. He's done. He's done. He had his last match with Brock. He wanted to fight Brock. He gave the streak to Brock. Done. He's gone.
Do we see him go into the Hall of Fame?
Oh,
then?
Fuck yes. Are you kidding me?
Not Hell this yeah. year.
No, you
It'll
don't think so?
Following year.
Following
It'll
year?
It'll be the following year.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Can I bring up an interesting news article that I read?
Go ahead.
So apparently in a Japanese newspaper, the great Muto was quoted as saying that he is going to attack The Rock when The Rock is doing his promotional tour in Japan for his first time stepping on Japanese soil in 12 years or something like that. I'd like the publicity stunt, but do you honestly, because Muta's fucking crazy. Do you think Muta would actually do it?
I don't know Muta, but I can tell you right now, if he attacks The Rock is going to punch him the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, but he's going to knock him the fuck out.
Do you think he's crazy enough to do it, though?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he used to fucking jump with a chair in the air and kick people in the face with it. Yeah. I mean,
no, that was Rob Van Dam.
Didn't the Great Muta do something like that, too?
No, he did the Shining Wizard and spit mist into people's face. Oh, this was Muta in his heyday was like 80s, 90s wrestling, back before that became like... Hardcore became like, oh, we got to do this kind of shit.
I was thinking about somebody. Anyway.
There is one more rumor, sorry, that's interesting, but not interesting. I'll probably get shat on for saying it. Chris Jericho's apparently being advertised to work an upcoming overseas tour in November. This doesn't necessarily mean he'll work the shows he's advertised for, but there you go. He did say recently he'll be back sooner than we think.
He said he was done on his podcast. But, I mean, if it's overseas, he doesn't, you know, who cares?
It's overseas. November, though.
Overseas, who cares?
Yeah, but are they airing it on WWE television, or is this a house show tour?
It's probably a house show tour.
Well, that's when the UK tour is. And they obviously flitter into Europe, don't they, while they're over here. There's half of them stay in England, and half of them go into Europe to do some shows.
Yeah.
So that's that tour.
All right.
I could see it happening. I just don't think that it's going to be anything that will affect your television.
I don't think it is either.
I hope not. I just think he needs to stay away for a while now.
Oh, we're going to be in Augusta on December 6th. All right, Wayne. Emails.
Oh, here we go. Let's change the screen over.
Read the small one, the short one first.
You want the questions?
Yeah, I want the question one first.
We've got questions, guys. Questions. If each of you could choose any two superstars or teams, past or present, any organization, to face each other, who would you choose and why? At the Biohazard King. And that's Biohazard without an A in it, if you want to follow him. I would go, personally, it's not creative, but I'm a bit of a Sting mark. I don't want to go for the obvious Sting one, which is Undertaker. So there's heavily rumoured recently Sting versus Wyatt. That's probably what I'm going to go with. I'm the uncreative one, so I thought I'd jump on to get in there first.
Katie, you got yours on top of your head? You wanted me to come back?
As far as like two factions, I mean, first thing that popped into my head was DX versus NWO.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. DX versus NWO, that's a really good one. Okay.
Shit, I wish I'd thought of that.
DRG?
I would go with Beer Money versus the Hollywood Blondes.
Yeah.
The reason why is because the Hollywood Blondes were one of my favorite tag teams of all time, and the tag team of Robert Roode and James Storm worked really, really well, especially during that time period when tag team wrestling was, hey, let's just pair up a bunch of random people, and they brought Beer Money together the way they did. I think that that tag team with those four workers would do wonders.
Okay, all right. Heavy set?
The two matches that I've always had in mind, one being
Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle in a submission match.
That's a good one, Heavy.
Good call.
Bret Hart and Owen Hart versus the Hardy Boys.
Wow. Those are good, too.
That would be such an interesting mix of styles.
And the fact that it's two real-life brothers.
Right.
On each team. I think that's one of the main just dynamics that I have envisioned of it.
Honestly, I would have probably liked to see Shawn Michaels versus AJ Styles. Those two, I think, would have been really good. And then if you want to go opposite, it'd probably be like Undertaker. I want to say Undertaker. No, I'll give you this, Biohazard. Giant versus Big Show.
So you're going to put the same guy against each other?
Yeah. I want to see the Giant versus
the ever-living shit out of Big Show.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dude was doing drop kicks from the top rope.
The Big Show is way more nimble, though, isn't he? Don't you think?
No, he slowed down when he got older. Like, when he first came over as Paul White before he got coined Big Show, he was still that giant that was able to move and be mobile in the ring.
No. The real Giant versus Andre? The Big Show. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean Andre.
Sorry.
Andre the Giant versus the Big Show.
Somebody let this show know if they took that as the Giant or Andre the Giant, because I took that as the Giant, too. Because technically, if you look at it, too, Big Show, Paul White's been through a bunch of stuff between the time he was the Giant and the time he later became the Big Show. Just the metamorphosis he's gone through as the Big Show. You go, like, Big Show now to the Giant back then. Yeah, that's actually, like, a difference.
Yeah, he got his ass handed to him when he came to WWE. Shit.
His
body shape's fucking totally different. He's not quite that sort of tall and thin as the Giant, but now he just fucking bloated out like mid Big Show, and then he's sort of weird shape now. If you look at him now,
He's in between. It's like in between. Anyway, yeah, I would like to see the Big Show versus the Andre the Giant. Yes,
and another one that I have. It could be done as a one-on-one match or a triple threat match, I'll just do the triple threat. The Stone Cold versus Goldberg versus Taz.
Oh, what? The three destroyers.
Okay. And obviously the one-on-one match would be Goldberg versus Stone Cold, but I throw Taz in there because that's your big guy from WWE, your big guy from WCW, and your big guy from ECW.
Okay.
Wouldn't you throw like the Sandman in there so you could have like the three... thingies. No, don't worry about that. I'll shut up.
Yeah.
Please shut up.
And the loser has to shave their head. Oh, never mind.
What about like a Bruiser Brody versus Brody Lee? Like the two big brawlers.
All right, Wayne, next one. What you got? You can do Kata. You can do Kata next.
Oh, you have to always do that. I go into an email and then you change it. Right. Kata this week goes, hey y'all. So for this week in pro wrestling history, I present you with the following. October 6th, 1935, the longest reigning WWE champion in history, Bruno Sammartino, was born in Ambrosuri, Italy.
How you doing?
October 6th, 2007, ROH held Undeniable in Edison, New Jersey. In the main event, Nigel McGuinness defeated Takeshi Morishima for the championship.
How you doing?
October 9th, 1967, Eddie Guerrero was born Eduardo Gory Guerrero Lanz in El Paso, Texas.
How you doing?
How you doing?
October 9th, 2005, WWE held No Mercy in Houston, Texas. In the main event, Batista defended the World Heavyweight Championship against Eddie Guerrero, who would make his final pay-per-view appearance before his death.
Thank you for bringing us down, Kata, once again.
Yeah.
October 11th.
That email was SAWFT. Soft.
He's not done yet, DRG.
How you doing?
October 11th, 1967. Oh, fuck. Peter Schnurcher, better known to wrestling fans as Taz, was born in Red Hook, New York. Kata out.
All right, go ahead, Adrian.
How you doing?
How you doing? That email was S-A-W-F-T, swaft?
No, it was soft. It's not swaft.
Well, I was...
Peter nurture.
Whatever. Anyway, go
Fool.
Wing. Next one, Wing.
Fool.
Dance monkey. Next one.
This is from Double A. He goes, hello, boys and Katie. Double A here with my email this week. I like how on the WW... What was that?
I said, hi, Double A. He said, hi. We got to say hi back.
Hello.
Oh, God, dear G.
I know.
See how Katie always gets preferential treatment above us?
Yeah.
Because she's a human being.
We're just gutter scum.
Pretty much. Let's go.
Skimmed out.
Moving on. Double A.
I like how on the WWE Network, on the older pay-per-views, they have tags for the beginning and end of matches because it allows you to cut to the end of crappy matches and find the good matches on the card.
Me however, too.
However, I dislike how they hide the tags of matches Chris Benoit are a part of. At least that seems to be the case in all the 2000 pay-per-views I've started with WrestleMania 2000, and I'm now on Judgment Day 2000.
No, you're
I
right.
totally missed the WrestleMania 2000 Triple Threat with Angle, Benoit, and Y2J. And that was one of the best matches.
You're right.
That's my thought for this week, and that has been my nickel. And I've always wanted to say that.
You could just say it.
If only I got a coin, I would throw it on the table now and record it. But
DRG, you're absolutely right. Yes, there's gaps in all my 2000 to 2001 pay-per-views.
And it's Double A,
I watch.
It's not DRG.
Sorry, Double A. You're absolutely right. There's gaps in all my pay-per-views that I love, and I always wonder why. And then you bring it up, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Benoit was on those pay-per-views, and I never saw him.
How fitting there's a gap for Benoit, and Benoit had the gap in his teeth.
Now there's a gap in his head. So there you go.
No, he hung himself. His kid and his wife has a gap in their head.
Sorry.
Yeah, oh, to go
dude,
back.
That was horrible.
The match I want to see is Benoit versus Bowflex.
Ah, no.
I could have said Benoit versus a woman.
You see what happens, Double A? You see what happens when we start talking about Benoit?
Yeah,
who's flicking, who's flicking the nickel?
I'm trying, and it's not working.
Okay. sounds like you're dropping. Attempt. Sounds like you're dropping deuces.
I tried. I'm not as good as Double.
Katie, you never really say much about Benoit. What do you think? They're skipping all the Ben, and if you start skipping through the matches,
Benoit, well,
there's a gap in the matches, and it just skips all the way through Benoit's match. Now, if you watch the entire pay-per-view all the way through, you can watch the Benoit match.
Right. Well, I don't really have a thought about that. I mean, it's in light of the situation. I guess they have to do that. I don't know.
Well, they don't. It's stupid. Because for the simple fact is they're showing his match. Why then hide the fact they're showing his match? It's on there.
That's a good point, Wayne.
I have a major issue with this for the simple fact that when you hear Mick Foley talk about his number one moment that drew him into wrestling, who does he reference?
The Superfly jumping off the cage, right?
Exactly. And Superfly Jimmy Snuka, while never convicted, also got away with murdering his wife.
He did.
So why are you going to sit here? The only reason why Benoit is on blast is because the public relations that came backlash that came about Benoit's tragedy with steroids and concussions and everything is the only reason why they're protecting it. You've had other people in that industry that have done crazy, bad, horrible things, but you're just going to sit here and highlight this one because it made your company look bad.
Superfly's on trial for that again right now.
I know, but they still will reference him at any given moment. They won't reference Benoit. Like I said, it's just my personal opinion. You can agree or disagree. I don't really care. I don't think it's right for you to sit there and say, this one person got us in trouble, so we're not going to highlight it when Vince McMahon kept Jimmy Superfly Snuka from going to jail by testifying on his behalf.
I don't really think it has to do with that. I think it has to do a lot with the whole straight up murder of the child and the mother. Like, it's not like a one thing, DRG. Like, it's a
okay for OJ Simpson to get away with it and go back and play in the NFL, but it's not okay for Adrian Peterson, who beat his child. That's ridiculous to me.
Well, what
did AJ
wrong?
I mean,
is wrong.
Did OJ ever go back and play?
No.
No, he didn't.
That's what I thought.
I understand what you're saying, DRG, and I get it. But it, first of all, it was a different time back then. Okay, we didn't have a 24-hour network. I mean, we didn't have a 24-hour news cycle. That's the one thing. The second thing is they went on a limb, put themselves out of there, said a bunch of awesome things the next night on Raw about it, and then come to find out they were that the person they were talking good things about committed the crime to begin with. So it's
that's
a
my
it's
whole
a,
point. The PR about it, the backlash about it, is the reason why Benoit's excluded. Whereas it's not as known with Superfly, so they're more willing to put his stuff on the air. If you were going to treat a criminal as a criminal, because that's how they feel about Benoit, they should treat all of them that way.
I understand. You're repeating yourself. I'm just telling you, this is the perspective. They went on a limb. That Raw, I don't even think you can find that fucking Raw anymore, first of all. Second of all,
no.
Yeah, you can't find it. So the second of all, the thing is that Superfly has never been convicted of it. That's the one thing. Superfly has never been convicted of it. They know what Benoit did, okay? So you can say that Superfly killed his wife, but you don't know that Superfly killed his wife.
Did Benoit get convicted of murdering?
No, because he killed himself.
No, because he died. So you're saying that it'd be okay if Superfly would have killed himself later on because he could have been convicted?
But he didn't. You don't know. They don't know. He's still on trial. He got acquitted out of the first one. There wasn't enough evidence to convict him of murder. Therefore, he is not a murderer. He was on trial, but he wasn't a murderer.
I would bet that Benoit's technically been convicted. There was probably enough evidence to put him, like, put...
They probably did
convict him, but the fact that he killed
himself
was like, well, there's no need to put a trial out there.
I just think it's a situation of circumstances and timing. That's all. To me, that's all it is. If Superfly did the same thing now, absolutely the same thing would happen to Superfly. But it's not. Most fans are not aware of the Superfly situation.
I know, but that's because WWE didn't have the backlash. That's all I'm saying. And like I said, you can agree or not. I just don't think it's right to sit there and try to persuade things to make it seem one way, as long as it makes your company look good. Whereas the other one, since it's not well known and not giving you the negative PR, you don't do the exact same thing.
Why?
And it might be because he hasn't been convicted.
But that right there doesn't even make any sense either. Why would you not? Why would you want your company to be in a bad light in any point whatsoever? You don't.
Exactly. So if you have this kind of speculation going about Superfly with what happened with him, why do they still reference him as much on their television programs?
Well, one, he was a wrestler in the 80s, not a wrestler in the 2000s, the most popular time of the business at this point. And two, he hasn't been convicted of shit, and you don't want your company in the spotlight of being anything bad whatsoever. So if you can get away with it, you're going to try to get away with it. Now, they did put Benoit on the network. They could have gone in and cut out everything of his, but they didn't, because whether they like it or not, it's still history. What he did was history, and what he did in the ring was history. It's still it's both. So, but you saying that WWE is shitty because they because they're okay with talking about one guy and not okay talking about the other guy. Well, one of them didn't kill his child. First of all, we can start with there. The other one has not been convicted of anything yet. In fact, he's been acquitted at one point.
Vince McMahon testify on his behalf.
DRG, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's just the fact that he hasn't been convicted. If he's convicted, there's a different story. Adrian Peterson never got... I don't think he ever... Did he get put up on charges?
Yeah, he's going to trial.
And he's going to plead not guilty.
He's
going to
plead not guilty. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he gets, and that's what they said. That's what the NFL said. If he gets guilty, then they're going to suspend him for something. If he doesn't, then they're going to move on. That's the way it goes. That's just the way it is.
I am not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is that it is bothersome to me, that they would take one standard for one person and not apply the same standard all around. That's my point of view on it.
Okay, then show me the same example of the same thing that happens to the same person to a different person, and I will agree with you. if they do the same thing. But if it's a different situation, then it's they're going to react a different way. That's pretty much what I was saying.
Okay, so what happens if Snuka does turn out to be guilty with this cold case being revamped?
Mm-hmm.
Do they keep him on the air, or do they give him the Benoit treatment?
Well, he's not on the air. He's not registered. He's not.
He's.
Does he
he's
have a
not le- on the television that they broadcast live.
Does he have a Legends
he's on
contract?
The network.
Well, he's on. So is Benoit. Does he have a Legends contract?
That I'm not sure of.
Okay. I doubt it. We haven't seen him in forever. I think the last time we saw him was his Hall of Fame inductee, probably, right? His,
yeah,
I'm assuming his daughter is with him, or she was hurt, right? She got injured?
Tamina? No, this was what had happened. It was after a show, and he came back allegedly under the influence of drugs and allegedly pushed his wife, Tamina's mother's, head into the wall so hard that it cracked her brain open.
DRG, like, that's not what I was talking about. Where's Tamina right now? Is she the reason
she's
why
out. She's out. She had a knee injury.
She has a knee injury. That's what I was asking, Katie. I was wondering if she has a knee injury or is she in court with her father. That's what I was wondering.
Which
DRG is describing a murder.
And I don't think it was her mother. I think it was a different woman.
Yeah, I don't think it was her mother either. I think it was a different woman.
Which, on a side note, that should have been AJ Lee's tag team partner.
The different woman?
Tamina.
Oh.
Yes, the different woman. It should have been the different woman.
All right, now that I'm done murdering the podcast,
thank you.
Let's move on.
Yes, now that you're done convicting the podcast of murder. All right, move it on. Wayne?
That's it, huh?
That's it? It's all the emails I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So best
I'm
of the week this
depressed now.
What'd you say, Katie?
I'm officially depressed.
All right, well, bring us back up. Best of the week, what you got?
My best of the week is The Rock coming back. It was good and the crowd loved it and I loved it too. I thought it was great seeing him.
Now, okay. All right, cool. DRG.
Havoc versus Gail Kim. And even though I got spoiled thanks to a certain person on a certain podcast, I'm sorry, I thoroughly enjoyed everything about this because the buildup of her injuring her before the match ever started, so technically they delayed it till the main event portion of the show, and watching her injure Gail to the point that Gail's, no, I'm going to do this because I'm going to do this, and they go out and have a match, and it was just her dominating, but it was still a good fight. It sets up a lot for the interesting dynamic of Gail and Havoc and Taryn. So I like what they did. I love that they put them in the main event slot, and I feel that they lived up to being in that main event.
All right. Wayne's Baker, best of the week.
I'd probably have to say a Brooklyn crowd. For me, that was proper throwback. I don't know. Well, I was going to say, I don't know if it was Rock that was going to do it, but they were awesome before The Rock, to be honest. So, no, just the crowd in general, fucking first asshole chant for ages.
This just in, Kata is reporting that WWE officially announced at tonight's SmackDown tapings in Philadelphia that the 2015 Royal Rumble pay-per-view will take place from the Wells Fargo Center from Philly. The Royal Rumble will take place on January 25th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but apparently they were available to fans at tonight's tapings. It was also announced that there will be a 40-man Royal Rumble match again this year.
Yes.
So
get more NXT guys in there.
It has gone up to 40-man. 40-man Royal Rumble again this year.
Is there anything special this year, like a rounded number or something, five number?
They haven't said that. They just said it's going to be a 40-man Royal Rumble.
And if Daniel Bryan doesn't win or Roman Reigns does, they will riot.
It's a good possibility Philly may riot.
We'll be number 40.
They're the only ones that I would believe that they say, if this happens, we riot. I believe them when they say that.
Yeah, me too. Heavy Set, best of the week?
To be different from everybody, it's not really a best, but I think this is the best story just because I don't think we've ever heard this happen before. United Airlines losing Dolph Ziggler's luggage that had the Intercontinental Championship.
What? Are you serious?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Poor Dolph can't catch a break. First, he can't get pushed. Next, he loses the title.
But the only thing about that, as far as I understand, WWE has like a title that they keep on hand no matter what.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Because someone pointed this out a while back when Wade Barrett was the champion. He like took one picture with the belt
No, I think it was the backstage segment he had with the belt, and the on-camera segment with the belt was two different belts. And if anybody who's actually knows that the Intercontinental title, whenever they brought it back, it looked a little different. And since then, they've kind of adjusted it to make it actually look like the original belt, which I think the original belt was done by Dave Milken. And but they still have both versions.
So you're talking about the one that Cody first brought back and then the one that they've remade now?
Yeah. Like the one that Cody first brought back, which looks terrible. I hate it. But how they reconfigured it to actually make it look like Dave Milken's belt. But as far as I guess, they should still have another belt there available for him.
All right. So Dolph loses the belt. All right. My best of the week, definitely NXT and Tyson Kidd and Adrian Neville. Fantastic match. Oh, so good. So good this week. It made me really happy to come home and watch some wrestling, some true proper wrestling this week. It was really good. Anybody want to talk about anything? KD, want to talk about something? DRG, anybody? Anybody want to talk about anything?
Yes, I got two things.
What you got, Abby?
Well, there's one. It's something I thought about a while ago, baby. But if you will, this Sunday, October 12th, baby, is National Talk Like Dusty Rhodes, baby, the American Dream. And it's going to be hard times if you don't talk like the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, baby.
It's a really good impression, Heavy.
And the second thing, which I'm going to have fun talking about this a lot more in the coming times, but did you guys know that there's this website? Some people may need to go to this website, but it's called tagmeadate.com, a wrestling site. A dating site for wrestling fans.
What?
What?
What did you just say to me?
Vamp's Googling some shit right now.
I'm Googling some shit right now. I'm a single man.
He's already registered. That's how quick he is.
That's how quick I am. Remember that. Remember that, woman.
You're going to be hoping for a girl like AJ Lee or Paige, but you're going to wind up girls like Bertha Faye and Bull Nakano.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need it.
You got to explain who these people are, Heavy. He doesn't know.
I know. That's why.
Would you say tag a date? Let's see what we get.
Wow.
Devil likes things that he can get a hold of, so he likes love handles.
I do not. That is not true at all.
You said you like mine.
Well, that's all my men.
I love
the headlock and a sharpshooter.
I just love how Vamp can bury his own hole faster than he digs it.
It's not there, Heavy.
Tagmeadate.com.
Tag me a date.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. I just got GoDaddy.
I heard about it last Tuesday. I meant to do it as my best of the week, but I totally forgot about it.
It's a great idea.
I've just got a black screen.
I wonder if there's actually any wrestlers on there.
It must be ran by Bray Wyatt. If it's
here we go.
Oh wow, that's a really bad website.
That is really low budget.
It's a really
this is
bad
brilliant.
Website.
You have to go look, guys, just for the fucking website.
Yeah,
I think
guys, go look.
It's a free sign up till the end of the year. I think Vamp should sign up for it and be our guinea pig.
Create your wrestling.
All right. Next week we will start out by doing tagmeadate.com for Vamp. We will do that starting. We will walk through the segment. Everybody can pick a section that they want to sign a minute. Like,
can I choose your
me.
Favorite move as a rear?
Yes, you can.
Choke hold.
it's the chicken wing. All right.
Hold on. In all honesty, this has to build to the person that you get matched with actually coming on. For an interview.
I don't know about that. You know, some people aren't comfortable sharing all their intimate secrets, DRG. I don't know who those weird people are.
But that turns out to be Katie trolling him.
Oh my gosh. That's
Katie's crazy. My perfect tag team partner. She's nice and I'm an asshole.
CM Punk 20 times.
Yeah, in fact, she's not British.
We're getting divorced. All right. Heavy Set just made a segment.
This is gonna be so fun.
Anybody else want to get?
You're welcome.
I knew that was coming. Anybody else got anything?
Free chat. No, I think that's
amazing. All right, yeah, that's perfectly amazing.
We're gonna end it right there. Katie, where can we find you?
at Katie First Lady, KATIE, the number one, SPLADY.
Katie the First Lady, DRG.
You can find me at MRDRG_WIR, having conversations with Samoa Joe about video games.
DRG bragging again. Wayne is a baker.
You can find me knocking one out over Paige on Twitter.
Oh my god, you're so
Second Shift
fucking
podcast,
creepy.
Which you can tweet us at Second Shift Pod.
Oh, you're so creepy. Heavy Set.
You can find me at tagmeadate.com.
In all fairness,
you already have a girlfriend.
So small that no matter what he does is going to be creepy. Short it's people freak me out.
Heavy Set 330 on Twitter, and I am always Devil Vamp. At Devil Vamp on Twitter. Please follow us, DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Email us, DSJNP.com@gmail.com. Facebook.com/DSJNP. All the Twitter, all the tweets go up on that site as well. So if you want to interact, please interact with us. Let us know how you're feeling. And Stitcher, I'm still waiting for some of your emails. So I know you guys listen. I know you listen. So email us in. And we're still waiting for somebody to email us from Canada, please. I forgot about that.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Going to tag me a date.
Oh, Katie said, "Tag me a date." I don't know what that means, but we're going to end it right
that's
there.
That's website that you just tag me a date. For.
Here's Exodus. Have a great week.
Radar invited me to sing, and I must admit I stayed on. My language is too colorful. You can call it crayons. I wanna be his hands, but I've become a fake arm. Started rapping in, but I cracked the style. Ran the race and I walked the mile. I'm still breathing. You help me out. Knowing that well that I let you down. Cheat on you and I messed around. You took the hit and I left you down. I walked away and you let me bounce. I've been a fool, but you're still around. Felt like a Great Dane, but I ain't barking now. Sick of no direction, wishing I could barf it out. Getting older, feel the pressure rising. Satan, get the pesticide. Push that pesticide, trying to make your blessing high. Get depressed inside, trying to tell depression by. But it can't catch a flight like your cousins at Christmas time. When's my time? No sunshine, close the blinds. Fail to let your sunshine give sight to the blind. Recite in my mind all the scripture. Can't get a picture painted, cause my heart's tainted. Can't understand it. This abstract on this canvas, this sin I just can't can it. The wind I tried to plan it, it's got me in a panic. It's overtaking my planet. Too much to do with you, you think it's kinda cool. You doing dumb stuff, a different kind of fool. You think you hit a high, but it's just a low. Your heart is getting dark, you ain't got a glow. Same with his eye on me, I'm on his radar. Inviting me to sin, and I must admit I stay long. My language is too colorful, you can call it crayons. I wanna be his hands, but I become a fake arm. Started rapping in, but I cramped his style. Ran the race and I walked him off. I'm still bringing you, help me out. Knowing that well that I let you down. Cheat on you and I messed around. You took the hit and I left you down. I walked away and you let me bounce. I've been the fool, but you're still around. Drop the baggage off, carrying my crucifix like Charlie. I'm winning like Sheen, I'm losing it. Switching up my thoughts, the devil can get used to it. Fireball like Mario, my life I can't cope with it. I've been a Goomba and my life is like I ruined it. Rebuild the ruins and use it to influence them. Speak the language of your love, make me fluent in. So I can spread a need for you like fluid is. Pilot of our lives and I wanna be your stewardess. Don't say that I'm not ready or tell me that it's too intense. There's no such thing as human beings being too content. And when I find you, I won't find another need to vent. Gave me a wake-up call, no longer hit the snooze. Give my life, Lord, what do I got to lose? I know I hit a high, and I can't fall below. Call me a chia pet, you can watch me grow. Seeing with his eye on me, I'm on his radar. Inviting me to sin, and I must admit I stay long. My language is too colorful, you can call it crayons. I wanna be his hands, but I become a fake arm. Started rapping in, but I cramped his style. Ran the race and I walked him out. I'm still bringing you, help me out. Knowing that well that I let you down. Cheat on you and I messed around. You took the hit and I left you down. I walked away and you let me bounce. I've been the fool, but you're still around.